This is Robert Rawson speaking once again in this biblical study. Thank you for joining with me today. How do you obtain the gift of the Spirit of God? In Acts chapter 2, Simon Peter told the people on the day of Pentecost, "Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit came as a gift to those who were obedient to the Lord. And again repeated there in Romans chapter 8, the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. If we're doing the kind of things from day to day that do not show that we are following the teaching of the Spirit of God, you know, the Holy Spirit did reveal the word of the Lord. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, He spoke those words that man had not ever thought of. And now we speak those words unto you by the Spirit that is given to us. Paul said to the brethren there at Corinth. And so it is that the Spirit of God bears record with our spirit that we are the children of God if we're practitioners of that. Now, James warns us in James chapter 1 that if we're hearers only of the word and not doers of the word, we deceive ourselves. Let us be people then who put into practice what the word of God tells us to do, and as a result of that, find a joy in the witness of the Spirit of God in our lives that we are faithfully following the teaching of the Word of the Lord. The Holy Spirit, in guidance through that Word, directs our daily walk of life. Thank you for your time today. This program brought to you by the Crockett Church of Christ, located 7458 Highway 4 West, Senatobia 38668. You may hear this message again, CrockettMS.com.